You're listening to SBS News.
Just making a stand for a couple of poles.
It's a typical day for this group at the men's shed in Granville in Sydney's southwest. About eight men are here, and for many, it's the first time they've been back since April, when COVID-19 temporarily closed the place down.
I want to repair this one, and then you want to concentrate on the mechanical light.
Fix this little cupboard. To restore it, yeah, to put another color, lacquer or something, yeah, lacquer, yeah. It's very old, and I like to restore all furniture.
Ernie Shakes is now in his mid-80s, and he's been with the men's shed for 10 years.
I like working with my hands, you know. I have an old car I'm restoring, and it's a 1929 Buick.
When COVID-19 became an urgent public health issue earlier this year, the message from politicians was clear.
This is strong advice that people aged 70 and over should stay at home and self-isolate for their own protection to the maximum extent practicable.
Ernie's age puts him in a high-risk category. The majority of deaths from COVID-19 were in people over the age of 60. Ernie felt he coped well when New South Wales went into lockdown earlier this year, although it did initially slow him down a bit.
Especially, you know, to start from the complete lockdown, I couldn't go anywhere, couldn't leave the house. You know, and, I have a dog I took for a walk twice a day. It didn't worry me greatly, it just slowed me down a bit.
There are over 1,000 men's sheds across Australia. Not-for-profit and government-funded, the sheds exist to reduce the number of men who are at risk of preventable health issues that can occur due to isolation. The sheds are also workshops where members make things, usually for the local community. Many members are older, which meant that when the pandemic first hit, the sheds had to temporarily close. It's been almost 6 months since this shed closed, and it's only recently that members have started coming back.
There aren't as many places for men as for women. It's a place for men to share, to do social activities, to support each other, to learn new skills. It's quite a hands-on place, and men typically are more hands-on, so they like doing things. It was great for them to be back and to get the real sense that they were very happy to be back, and they came in and attacked their projects with a will.
That's Willem Tibben. He's the coordinator of the Granville Shed. He's busy keeping an eye on the place, making sure the numbers stay low to ensure social distancing. Retired carpenter Sam Zammit has been a member for 8 years. Locals often drop by asking him to fix things. A woman turns up and asks if Sam can fix the wonky leg on her chair. Sam says a year after retirement, he felt so isolated he didn't know what to do with himself. His daughters encouraged him to find a hobby that suited him.
So they said, why don't you have a go there, see if it suits you? Because they know I cannot sit down around all day. So I came down to Granville, and that was it.
But then came COVID. Sam is now over 70, therefore in a high-risk group. He followed the public health advice to stay home. He kept up his woodwork at home until the restrictions passed.
Although I do a bit at home anyway, I got a lathe, so I turn timber or friends or whatever. But it was a hassle. I couldn't go and see the grandkids and my kids. They live up the coast. So it was for a while. Now it's got better anyway.
But the elders of the men's shed do more than simply make things. They mentor others in the community who may be struggling, such as refugees, new migrants, and men who have left the prison system. Mo is one of the shed's younger members.
I came here and, to be honest, it's changed my life. It saved me a lot of times. Well, I've nearly had another nervous breakdown, and coming here, hanging around the boys, and that's really good. Very good.
After a stint in prison, a support service suggested he join the men's shed. Mo's been a member for 2 years. Before COVID, he was here 3 days a week. He says the place closing for 6 months nearly broke him.
With me, it was very hard because I'm a diabetic and I need to keep acting. And I got locked in for two weeks. Then I got locked in again for 2 weeks. And I couldn't mix with other people, and my depression is very, 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 very bad when I don't hang around people, when I don't talk and just get my mind off things. And just trapped indoors, did a lot of mental triggers and sparks and, yeah, not good. Mm. Yeah, but now we're back out again, back on track.
While living in the community in 2020 as an older person may have been challenging enough, for those living in residential aged care, life was particularly tough. Just over 75.5% of Australian COVID-19 deaths were in residential aged care facilities. Residents were often confined in their rooms and not allowed to have visitors. Speaking to SBS in August, aged care resident Merle Mitchell described what life was like for her during Melbourne's extensive lockdown period.
Which is not to say that I'm not being cared for, but I'm sure that if you really ask most people here, they would all say they would rather be dead rather than never living here.
While restrictions have eased in many parts of the country, the pandemic has highlighted the impact it's had on vulnerable groups. A discussion paper recently published by Dementia Australia looked at levels of loneliness and isolation experienced by older people with dementia during the pandemic. It found many residents were unable to comprehend why their loved ones had stopped visiting, causing further distress. Professor Yoon-Hee Jun, a researcher in psychogeriatrics at the University of Sydney, told a Dementia Australia conference the pandemic revealed just how important human connection is for older people, especially for those with dementia.
The social health is really important. We often see that as, you know, something, oh, it would be nice to have it, but actually that actually drives a lot of things, individual's capacity and ability to be able to connect with other people, impacts on their mental health and even communicating with others.
Dementia Australia has also welcomed a recent review of the Visitors Code for aged care homes. The Visitors Code was set up to ensure aged care residents were provided the opportunity to receive visitors during the COVID-19 pandemic, but there were concerns that the code was ignored in some facilities. CEO Marie McCabe hopes a review of the Visitors Code will ensure aged care providers take more care to meet the social needs of its residents, pandemic or not.
One of the things that has been highlighted is the profound impact that social isolation has on people and, you know, not just people living with dementia, but families and carers. And so the code has been reviewed and it's so essential that family carers and care partners that are such an integral part of a person's life when they're in residential care and community care continue. And we understand that when there's a COVID outbreak, that there is a period of lockdown, and we completely get that people need to be protected, but the code needs to be much more rigorous in its application.
Data released in May by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare showed older people struggled more with staying in touch. Just 23% of people over the age of 70 reported daily contact with their family and friends, almost half that of people under the age of 40. Meanwhile, back in Granville, Sam Zammit urges anyone who's feeling lonely to reach out. He says the shed's door is always open, even for those with no interest in woodwork.
Well, come on down and we'll see if we can make you happy. You don't have to be a tradesman or anything. You can only come for a talk and a coffee and a biscuit or something.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.